bearing in mind his work with Michael Monroe and the New York Dolls and others, I thought that the new Steve Conte album, the beautifully titled The Concrete Jangle, and there's a reason for that, more of that in a minute, would be low, slow rock and roll. It's not, and the reason why it's not is because he's written about half of these songs with my favourite songwriter in music, Andy Partridge, the man who should be our poet laureate, but isn't. Along with Ian Dury, who should have been, but it wasn't, and, you know, all of that. And it's a great amalgam, this album. So, what we have first is a kind of rocky and Americana feel with a bit of US geek rock to 4th of July, but I love the big beating glam and the world-weary vocal of We Like It. It has a lovely feel. And then, before I even knew he was writing with Andy Partridge, I thought, oh, that sounds like a late XTC bucolic, wonderful feel. This is One Last Bell with a ringing guitar, funnily enough, a trumpet filigree. That will be something that Andy Partridge loves to do. A slow reverberation, it's a brilliant feel. I love the drunken horns to the 60s woozy, decomposing a song for you. Beautifully done. And then we have a bit of Elvis Costello feel with I Dream Her, big beat, 60s pop. It's languorous, it's also indie, it's got a fuzzy solo, it's beautifully rangy, that solo as well. It really aspires to something. And this music is fabulous. I know I've mentioned other people, it's not slavishly adhering to any other sound. It's here, it's now, it's forever, it's music. And it gives you a love of that music. It's not what I expected from Steve Conte. And that is a brilliant, brilliant thing. This Concrete Jangle is wonderful. And those jangles will reverberate and reverberate and reverberate in my mind and in music too. And I hope they find a place in your phone, on your turntable, in your CD collection, because this album really, really deserves it. Ta-ta.